producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, that's it. The State of the Union is over. Don't even bother. Come on, man. How many times have we covered these states of the union together? Every year,
isn't
don't we?
It amazing how every year the State of the Union is always strong?
The State of the Union is strong. State of the, wait, where's a little honesty? Go read John Rappaport's State of the Union that Obama will not give tonight. That'll give you some pause for thought about what's really going on. Because what you're going to hear tonight is a pharmaceutical fantasy on a GMO sesame seed bun of enigmas filled with words that are platitudinous but empty of calories that actually have minerals in them. I have no earthly idea what I just said, but that's the kind of thing you're going to hear in the State of the Union tonight. Is it going to be optimistic, right? Is it going to say the State of the Union is strong? It's his final one, Obama, as he rides off in the sunset, unless Mulder and Scully come to the fore and say, well, no, he's going to declare himself dictator for life. There will be no more elections because we don't want Trump or Sanders or anybody. What's going to happen? President Obama's final State of the Union address. That's the only thing that sort of makes it intriguing, I guess, if you go a little bit super down. You go, what's he going to say, his last one, right? If in theory, he's got nothing to lose. Not that he ever said an independent thought, because I don't believe for a second that he's not a puppet like anyone else who gets in there. They realize this is how far you get to go. After that, let me show you this film of JFK from an angle you've never seen. And then they get the message really quickly. I'm just saying, there's nothing that isn't pre-planned up there. Even passing of gas is planned for effect. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating just a little bit, just a wee bit. Did we figure out the word yet that would be the we sort of know what's the least likely to be said, so that if you want to stay sober, if you're doing that beer pong kind of game during the State of the Union, but what is a word that's likely to be said a zillion times over? I mean, he's going to mention health care probably, you think, or will he avoid Obamacare altogether because he had to veto?
Well, according to our friends over at Reason, there's a few different things. There isn't one in particular that they've got that they think is going to be the most. I don't see that in this particular article. But there are certain things like using any variation on terms like a fair shot or fair share.
Oh, yeah. You know how much I love it when they say that.
They say that if he happens to talk about nation building at home is another one where you get to take a shot.
Okay.
Mentions of the LGBT Equality Act, statistics. Now, this one here, I think probably, especially in light of the gun situation, any statistics about gun control or violence.
Right, but he's not going to list anything on the Big Pharma death clock that we're going to talk about a little later.
Probably not.
So don't expect him to say Big Pharma or death clock. I'm just saying. He's not going to do it. You will remain totally sober.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
by the way,
like you said, we've been covering these State of the Union addresses for years now, ever since we've been, on radio, basically. And, You know, an interesting thing here, this is, as you mentioned, this is the last time we're going to get a State of the Union with Barack Obama. But, you know, he's done, I think, what, how many State of the Unions now?
Would it be seven?
Seven?
Yeah.
Would this be the and eight? He said a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot. If you remember very back in the beginning of the era of Barack Obama, boy, I mean, it was just these huge motivational, great speeches and, you know, Roman columns and singing choirs and all kinds of stuff.
Yes, it was. It was really a lot of promises. A lot of promises were made. And, you know, I think might be a time to go back because, you know, some people are going to say, you guys are just too cynical, right? Because I don't look to government to save me or anyone else. I look to them to do what they've always done, basically impede upon your freedom to move about the earth cabin, regulate you, just dominate you, or in some cases kill you, as we can see by the government-sanctioned medical monopoly as it manifests today under Obamacare. One nation under Obamacare, right? That's great. As I said before many times, it didn't have to be Obama. It could have been Romney. It could have been Bush. It doesn't matter the party. But it matters when they say something and then they don't do it. Or does it? Because it happens every election cycle and perhaps every year in the State of the Union. So let's revisit. There's an article here that has compiled a number of promises in audio format that President Obama made. I don't know, does this go back to his first State of the Union speech, or does it kind of tie in all of them? A little bit of everything.
Yeah, it ties in all of them. And what we've got here is just a short sample of things that he said he was going to do. Let's see if these things were accurate, if he actually did these things or not.
Starting in 2011, we are prepared to freeze government spending for 3 years. If a bill comes to my desk with earmarks inside, I will veto it. Creating tax-free universal savings accounts for all Americans. We will soon lay down thousands of miles of power lines that can carry new energy to cities and towns across this country. We will double this nation's supply of renewable energy in the next 3 years. I held a fiscal summit where I pledged to cut the deficit in half by the end of my first term in office.
And he's got a boa constrictor in his pants.
Wow.
Oh, good Lord. You know, the only thing he's laying down is thousands of miles of lies. And it's not about Obama. Yes, it is and it isn't. Because put your favorite figurehead in there and follow the same bouncing ball to your demise. Oh, no, Robert, you're just being negative, Mr. Negative Guy. No. How many times does the same stuff have to happen before we learn, oh, they're just making stuff up to make us happy little slaves? Don't look to them to solve the problems that they create. That's insane. By the way, did he? I think there's another montage here you put together. Did it get any better? Certainly there's got to be one promise he kept.
It just keeps on getting better. Listen to this.
I have ordered the closing of the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. Because you deserve to know exactly how and where your tax dollars are being spent, you'll be able to go to a website and get that information for the very first time in history.
What? Where did that website go? I want to see that website. Where are they spending the money? No, that doesn't exist.
No, it's never happened.
Remember the Obamacare sign-up website? Oh, what a disaster that was. You've got billions of dollars at your disposal. You can't find anybody to make that work. And where is the pathway to find out how your money's being spent? Don't worry. China is building air bases in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in the South China Sea with the money that we owe them. That's right. Converting our money that we're indebted to. We've enslaved ourselves to a debt that can't be repaid. China's going, that's okay. Go ahead. Keep going into debt. We'll use that money, and we will dominate you next.
Publish all earmark requests on a single website. It will launch a new effort to conquer a disease that has touched the life of nearly every American, including me, by seeking a cure for cancer in our time.
Wait a second. A cure for cancer in our time? How's that working out? Cure for cancer? No, they are not looking for a cure for cancer. The American Cancer Society says if they ever find one and acknowledge it, they would have to disband. They are not looking for a cure for cancer. Stop it. Shut your pie hole, Obama. And I don't care, the Republican president can come in and say it. It is not true. As long as the medical monopoly reigns supreme, they're going to shut down or attempt to. They're not going to be able to do it forever, but that's what they do.
Costs and premiums for millions of families and businesses. Our approach would preserve the right of Americans who have insurance to keep their doctor and their plan. If your family earns less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes increase a single dime.
Wow. Keep that in mind, boys and girls, as you watch the State of the Union tonight on the things that are promised, much less the next debates, whether they be Democratic, Socialist, or Republican. And interestingly enough, as we mentioned the political parties, there is a little bit of a bright silver lining, perhaps, in that Americans are abandoning political parties in droves. For the fifth straight year, fewer and fewer people are identifying themselves as either Democrats or Republicans. And the percentages are actually dropping, yes, and for the most part. Let's see, how many, what's the percentage? 29% said they were Democrats, 26% said they were Republicans. The Democrat share was the lowest for that party in Gallup's 65 years of asking about party identification. The previous Democratic low was 30% back in 2014. Republicans also not out of the woods. The 26% who identify with the GOP was 1% higher than its historical low of 25% in 2013. So if anything, 1% more of the GOP, but that's nothing to be thrilled about. You're talking about a quarter of the people or less on either side of the political fence claiming to be part of those parties at all. Does this really bode well, or is this just a, well, we'll do it until the next guy comes along and says, well, this is the most important election ever, and if you vote for a third party or if you don't vote, you know, the end of the world is near. Listen, the end of the American empire is near simply because of the money that won't be there. And the only serious candidate that I could see talking about it is the one they don't want on the debate stage at the Fox Business Network's debate coming up next. That's Rand Paul, and he declined to do the undercard one. Audit the Fed failed. Yes, it got more votes than ever, but it still failed, which tells you the irresponsible, dunderheaded doofuses that the American people continue to send into Congress, thinking that if they can promise you something on the left or promise you something on the right, it'll solve all your problems. In the meantime, they sell your kids into debt slavery through the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, not going to be mentioned once in the State of the Union tonight. The vote on the audit of the Fed bill will not be mentioned once on the State of the Union. Something that really matters in terms of economic viability. So start doing something local fast. We've got some surprising news from Dr. Manny at Fox News. Hidden dangers of a certain type of medication. Shocking. We're going to have to take some more CBD just to get by.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Remember the California Jam coming up 18, 19, 20 of March. Other events, too. They'll be appearing shortly in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks, Top Ed. We covered how many of the promises that didn't come to fruition according to Obama's State of the Unions in that last...
Well, according to the list that was put together that I saw, it was a total of 140.
I'm telling you, it's just so, I don't even say disappointing, because it's not surprising when most of the American people are on drugs, sucking down fluoride, loaded with heavy metals. And it's explicable. It's explicable. I mean, those of you folks who are out there now listening or listening to Archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, I know you're the awakened ones relative to what we're dealing with those that fawn over any politician making promises. And it's a big game and a sick game that's played on us and our kids, our posterity. We were warned about it. We don't learn from history. We're doomed to repeat it, that kind of concept. And we know very little about our own history today. We talk about history here, certainly. We try to make it interesting. I think we do. But in terms of bringing the power to heal back to you, it's not by giving your power away to politicians, even the ones that sound really good. Even Ron Paul, who we appreciated and respected more than anybody in our lifetime in terms of a politician who wasn't really a politician, but yet he still had to win elections. He never encouraged you to give up your power for him. His whole message was also returning the power to the people. And that's not a socialist communist message. Power to the people. The workers, no. Power to the people. No, it's about the individual. There's no collectivist rights. Rights come to you by virtue of your birth via a creator. And if you perceive that creator as government, I'd say this is an irony, God help you. What do I say at this point? We'll go to Dr. Manny Alvarez for some help here. Right, last person we typically go to.
Somebody we typically would go to.
No, not really. He's not the go-to doc from Fox News. The hidden danger in popular heartburn medications. Now, I'm sure he was probably touting the benefits of proton pump inhibiting drugs years ago on Fox News, but the evidence is now overwhelming, evidently. He says this, Americans are over-medicated. Oh, Manny, you probably helped them to be that way as you cheerleaded for many drugs over the years in your position as a doctor in the media. And he says it's not your fault. You're mostly being influenced dramatically by the pharmaceutical industry's commercialization of medicine. Really? You think? But isn't it the doctors who have to keep prescribing the medicines? I mean, where's the role of the doctor in this? Shouldn't they know that proton pump inhibiting drugs, those acid blocking drugs that are commercials during your segments on Fox News, promoting, well, the idea that if we just stop the production of stomach acid, all will be well, the pearly gates of heaven will open up and you'll go there without indigestion?
No, Larry the Cable Guy says you should do it every day.
Well, you can forgive Larry the Cable Guy, a comedian, a redneck comedian, for maybe not knowing better and taking the paycheck. But for those that listen to a redneck comedian, not that there's anything wrong with a redneck comedian, I laugh too. Jeff Foxworthy, one of my favorites. But the idea that they're, you know, spouting off on an acid kind of thing, and you listen to them, it works. Obviously, it works. They pay big bucks for it, and they have a lot of doctors promoting this stuff. He says acid reflux, severe gastric, esophageal issues. We've acknowledged them, but it's not because there's too much acid. It's because there's not enough, and then they stop it altogether. They treat acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion. Guess what? If you're on these PPIs, they're now linking it to chronic kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease. Another degradation disease. And when you lose your kidneys, I know, my dad did. His kidneys failed. He went on dialysis. He was dead in 6 months. Now, people can live longer on dialysis, it's true, but is that really the route you want to go on because you've got indigestion, acid reflux, esophageal GERD, or do you want to correct the digestive dysfunction? And if so, you're going to do the Silver Aloe Protocol or the Silver to heal the tissue. You're going to do Alta Health Products CanGest. You'll get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, and that will correct a lot of the dysfunction of the entire gastrointestinal tract. Anything you do to help your liver is going to help the entire function of the body, and that includes your kidneys. They're passively downstream from the destruction caused by modern medicine and the doctors who promote it. Even if they are late to the party going, maybe we're over-medicating people. Oh, you think? Have you seen the pharma death clock? We're going to talk about that. Also coming off of opiate drugs, other things that can help you instead of other things that they want to inject or place in you surgically. RobertScottBell.com. Lots more healing to go.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, I just have to acknowledge, remember Bob in Jersey? We mentioned him yesterday. He's looking for a homeopath. And it seemed like he was giving us a hard time because I just wasn't getting it, what he was wanting, and whatever. Anyway, we were standing his way, but he's actually showing us some love, some gratitude, some vitamin G. He sent out a thank you, RSPL Media, at RSPL Media, for putting up my email in yesterday's show notes. So go check out yesterday's show notes. If you're inclined, you feel like you want to help out Bob in Jersey, hook him up with some homeopathics, by all means, reach out to him. We're happy to help. So there. That was an unusual twist to that story, I think.
Yeah, well, it was kind of nice to hear him say thank you. I mean, that's the first time, I think.
Like I said, we were just feeling a little, energy
shift. Listen, whatever... Mm-hmm. Whatever needs to happen to help them, that's what we want to do. So we're glad to help.
Exactly. And acknowledging, listen, I talk to folks off the air a lot of times over the years and do that a little bit every day. And there are people in desperate straits that are sincerely seeking. But there are folks that are suffering, too. And because of that,
You know, it's not that you don't want to help them, but sometimes they're their own worst enemy in terms of getting well, because they're so stuck in a pattern or stuck in identifying with their disease. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to reach folks. You know, there's an energetic block, so to speak, and they get stuck. How do I say it? I feel for them. My heart hurts for them when I talk with them, because you want to have compassion. Sometimes, too, you have to be a little tough and do a little wake up, do a little cold water and say, hey, you got to get out of your way. You know, Dr. Batar has talked about that in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. You can check that out along the way. Now, what are we talking about this segment? I've been previewing the Big Pharma Death Cloud. Did we finish up enough on Dr. Manny on the hidden dangers?
Yeah, I just, you know, it was just unusual because he goes in to talk about the dangers of, you know, these drugs, these heartburn medicines, and then he goes on to say you should look into natural alternatives. It's like,
what is that?
What parallel dimension have I suddenly moved into here?
Right. Are they going to fire him from Fox at that point? What's going to happen? See, they stopped Carol Alt's show for doing that, right? So why not Manny? Get rid of Manny. Put Carol Alt on there. That'd be a heck of a lot better. I would like that a lot. Dr. Manny, hidden dangers of heartburn meds. That's right. PPIs, Nexium, Prevacid, all of those things. Very dangerous. Deficiency diseases now evidently blocking pathways of excretion elimination, resulting in kidney inflammation. Of course, they probably ignore the liver inflammation that precedes it, because they go, oh, look, we can identify the kidneys, and guess what? There's no drug. But, hey, we've got this thing called dialysis. And Medicaid, Medicare covers it, so we're good. Insurance covers it, good. Hundreds of thousands. How much does it cost a year? Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands to be on dialysis, hemodialysis? Don't even get me started on a kidney transplant. I mean, it's just brutal. Just brutal. Which leads us to the pharma death clock. Again, Mike Adams strikes
yeah.
again.
Now, this is one of the more impressive things I've seen in a long time.
This is absolutely incredible. We've been talking about, probably for more years than anybody in broadcast media, about the concept of death by modern medicine. You know, that's large part thanks to Carolyn Dean. Dr. Dean wrote the book, Death by Modern Medicine. To kind of keep this thing going, which has to, because, you know, how many times can you remind folks? Every year, with the Fear and Death Administration targeting dietary supplements, you know, making it sound like it, you know, people are dropping like flies because they took too much vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, or G, or a mineral or something, or cannabis. Oh, how dangerous cannabis is. In the meantime, the death to officially sanctioned licensed medicine, patented medicine, medical monopoly. I said this. You know when I'd start paying attention to someone during a State of the Union if they said, we're going to end the medical monopoly. We're going to embrace a separation of medicine and state. Now, I know that's not going to happen. I mean, you're going to have the dissolution of the United States before they'll end the medical monopoly on purpose. The medical monopoly will die because of its bankruptcy. And that bankruptcy, of course, is facilitated by the fact that they're killing their cash cow, that is, the customers, the patients. And the ones who survive or are still alive are starting to catch on. Kind of like we talked about opening today, Super Don, with the medical tests that the FDA wants to crack down on, even though they don't have the regulatory authority to do it. Because they've recognized the doctors themselves are abandoning and going, what am I doing here? I went to medical school and all I can do is drug people? I don't want to do that. What if I took gave them these tests and it showed specific nutritional deficiencies or showed certain activities of certain pathogenic variety that we don't necessarily acknowledge typically in medical school? Maybe I could help and focus some healing there. When we do that, you're not going to contribute to the pharmaceutical death clock, the big pharma death clock. Total deaths in the United States since January 1st, 2000. Big Pharma's chemical warfare on humanity dwarfs the number of victims killed by all world wars and acts of terrorism combined. And guess what? The demon spawn of IG Farben, the drug company's profit to the tune of billions of dollars. Carl Sagan territory here. Bigger than even the lottery that everybody's going bonkers over. A $1.3 billion lottery thing? And you don't think those things aren't rigged? Oh, man. People are dying by the millions to officially sanction the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Chemotherapy alone has killed over 16 million people since the year 2000. 16 million people. I don't think The wars have done that. All of the wars that have happened have killed 16 million. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Chemotherapy alone. What jumps out for you, Super Don? I mean, there's so much on this, I almost don't know where to begin.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's and you know what's actually what I think is even more impressive here is that it actually it's not just a number that shoots up there. It's literally a clock that is moving. It's growing according to statistics, in estimates as far as how many people are dying. But you've got, you know, chemotherapy right at the top. You know, you can go down. You can see how many people have died from superbugs.
Yeah.
He includes in there abortion deaths, which I think is interesting. But, you know, opioids, psychiatric drugs. Now, this is a big one. We talked about this before. And if you recall, the thing that really stuck with me when we were reading the research from that lead researcher from the Cochrane group.
Collaboration, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Collaboration, talking about 500,000 people die in the West. So this number here, I guess maybe that number that he was referring to included more than psychiatric drugs. But you can see the number. I mean, psychiatric drugs, 8 million, 23,000 people and growing. And this thing just goes, you can check on this on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And see these numbers as they are going along. I mean, look, and some of these things are just crazy. Bed sores?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this relates to the complete resistance to antibiotics by these microorganisms, these pathogens that you acquire, for instance, in hospitals. They call them nosocomial infections. And, of course, these people in hospital beds for days and days and days or weeks on end, not being cared for appropriately. And in this case, the medicines that they use, instead of giving them silver, they give them more antibiotics.
There's some interesting things here, too, if you happen to look, that a lot of these statistics and these numbers are coming from things that you would expect you would get as a result of going to the hospital. But some of these things are not. One of the things that we've talked about numerous times, NSAIDs. We're talking about ibuprofen.
Non-steroidal
264,000 deaths. And then you go down a little bit on the list here, acetaminophen-related deaths.
Yeah, I was noticing that. That's way down the list. I think it's what's worse than that because it's going to contribute to so many more deaths. And it's like one builds on the other, but they say only 15,725. Remember, acetaminophen is Tylenol, and you know that's given out like candy. And it's included in some of the opiate drugs. They'll include Tylenol in it. And it's a very, very dangerous category. Anything that destroys the liver is going to destroy your life.
Ooh, ultimately. And I just noticed one that I've actually had some personal experience with. This is not something to mess around with.
Mm-hmm.
Drug-resistant Shigella. Now, fortunately, the Shigella I had was not drug-resistant.
Okay. How long ago? I don't ever recall you having Shigella.
Yeah, this was back in the day when I was working at TR, and it was one of the few times I actually ended up having to miss work because I was sick.
Maybe there was a vague memory of that, but...
Don't ever want to have to deal with that again. But anyway, it's a great, I think a great service that Mike has done here by putting this website together because it really brings to, you know, reality here the number of people that are dying, especially when you hear so many people jumping up and down and causing all this commotion and this ruckus over things like measles at Disneyland, right?
Yeah, exactly. All of the people like Dick Durbin who freak out about a dietary supplement, even though, you know, we know, listen, there are bad players in the supplement industry. Nobody's denied that. But the reality is they're not killing people like the officially sanctioned medical doctors and their prescription pads. And that's only one part of it, as you mentioned. You know, we got medical errors. We got malnutrition in hospitals. We got the hospital-acquired infections. And we know how to deal with most of these things here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've been doing that for years. The opioids, the pain relievers, the painkillers, they're deadly. They're killing people. And there is an interesting story here about the panel recommending another method of addressing the painkiller addiction through approval of implants to treat addiction. So certain drugs that they want to add into the mix that they now want to implant in you.
Now, listen, you got to give this company some props, because here we've got a pharmaceutical company. Now I looked into it before we went on air, because I was just curious how much irony we could find in this situation. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if this company was also selling opioids? But
they
I wasn't
got you
that
coming
lucky.
And going?
Yeah, I wasn't that lucky. So, okay. But, I mean, ingenious. Here you've got a pharmaceutical company that has looked at the situation, at the problem with overprescription of opioids. So they come out with something to counter the overprescription of opioids. Why don't we look at just not prescribing them, right?
Sure. Well, what did we cover yesterday about the use of CBD and how... What was it, 30-40% of those that were using it dropped other things?
45 million people.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. We already have the tools to help you out of that, but, of course, that's not officially sanctioned by the Church of Pharmaceutical Medicine. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Upcoming events in the show notes. Thanks, Op-Ed. They're there. Vicasta Integrative Health Expo planning to broadcast live from that event in Orlando. That's February 6th and 7th. The 7th, that's the Sunday. Should be broadcasting live from there. Our good buddy Paul Bertero, Echo Water, you can try that if you haven't yet. That stuff is awesome. Molecular hydrogen. And there are even little tablets you can dissolve into your own water if you don't get the machine. That's another option for you. Go to robertswater.com, download the information there, the free ebook. But I just got confirmation, Super Don, the Right to Try conference, and I think it's going to be pretty small, but it's in southern Colorado. Looks like I'll be going to that. And you know, February.
Back to Colorado.
Yeah, February 5th and 6th. So it's going to be a tight weekend. I'll be in Colorado for a couple of days, then come right back and be in Orlando for the Vicasa Expo. So that's going to be intense. But I'll get more information on the Right to Try conference if there's a space available. That's going to be an important message. Obviously, it's about basically, you know, you're at the end of your life rope, and the FDA says, no, you're not allowed to try this medicine, right? Whether it be a drug or whether it be natural, I want you to have the freedom to try it. That's what the Right to Try is all about. California Jam, we talked about with Dr. Daniel Pompa. Thanks to drpompa.com. Check that out. He'll be with us and Ty Bollinger and more at the Cal Jam 2016. That's the 18th through 20th in Costa Mesa, California. Total Health 2016, going back to Canada. It's been years. In Toronto, April 8th through the 10th. Autism One is still happening. I'm still working on that. May 25th through 28th in Chicago. The International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists. That's June 23rd through 25th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Then homeoprophylaxis coming back to St. Pete as well in October. But we'll have more to fill in. I'm not giving you all of it because there's just too many dancing in my head to try and figure it out. Hey, how many of y'all took a flight over the holidays? A lot of people flew this holiday. I know the flights were cheaper because gas prices were down. They're pumping stuff. How many of you expected on a Delta Airlines flight that the turkey would be so fresh that it would still be gobbling while you were on the plane on a holiday flight? I just did not expect this. You got to see this picture. There's a picture of a live turkey on a Delta flight. Passenger evidently took his turkey or her turkey on a flight as an emotional support animal, not to slaughter it and defeed it to the passengers. It wasn't a Thanksgiving turkey. It was an emotional support animal. I tell you, that's a great shot of a real turkey on the airplane. Somebody snapped. Oh, my God.
An emotional support animal. Well, emotional, I suppose, listen.
Yeah.
You know, turkeys are part of the animal kingdom. I'm sure they're, you know, some people might have affection for turkeys other than on their plate.
Right. Animals are soul too. Check out angel animals. Do a Google search for angel cats, angel dogs, angel pets, angel horses. Now we'll have one for angel turkeys.
An emotional support turkey. Gotta love it.
And the National Service Animal Registry says it's a pet that has been prescribed by a person's licensed therapist, psychologist, or psychiatrist. The animal is part of the treatment program for this person and is designed to bring comfort and minimize the negative symptoms of the person's emotional, psychological disability.
Wow. So, no, it didn't go with dog, didn't go with cat, went with turkey. I got to meet this doctor.
Who prescribes a turkey as an emotional support animal?
All right. Well, whatever.
And then the airlines are supposed to allow this because if it's a licensed recommendation, right? It's like if you go into an apartment that you can't rent because it doesn't allow dogs. If you get a licensed somebody to say your dog is a emotional support animal, they have to let you in.
Don't.
Yeah. By the way, this is not a black ball boa constrictor in my pants. It's an emotional support animal. That explains it. It's not a dangerous snake. It's an emotional support animal. Yes, it's squiggling around in my underpants, but it's emotional support. All promise.
Right. Okay, but enough of that.
Enough of that. I know. I'm sorry. I just can't believe that story.
Real quick here. Have you seen the buzz everywhere about the Powerball coming up on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, 1.5 trillion or billion. What is it going
to
be?
Yeah, it's gone up to 1.5. They were thinking 1.3 billion, but I got to say something. Okay, a little public service announcement here.
Go ahead.
There has been this meme passed around on Facebook. It's been shared like a million times, talking about how if we divided the 1.3 billion by the 300 million people in the country, everybody would get 4.3 million and we'd solve poverty.
Is that true?
Do the math. It comes out to $4.33. I thought this was money from the Powerball to go to education.
No, it's the Federal Reserve. That's what it is. All right, folks, thanks for being here. We got lots more healing tomorrow outside the box with Ty Bollinger. In the meantime, it's true. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.